Orange County Supervisor Todd Spitzer is under fire from a former staffer who claimed he ran his office through fear and aggression and violated several laws. There is a suit pending in court that's raising some county eyebrows. Now, Spitzer has been a part of the OC political fabric for a long time, starting at the local school board level and then charging ahead from there. But that approach has made him as many critics as admirers. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's here for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Now tell us about this lawsuit and what this former staffer is charging.
This lawsuit was filed by a former staffer, worked for her under a couple of years. She says she was fired because she did not want to work under this regime of Spitzer, where he was telling people that if you don't respond to my emails in 15 minutes, you're going to get in trouble. She was saying he violated overtime laws, that he was overworking them way too hard. And because she wouldn't stand anymore, she got fired.
How is Spitzer responding to this suit? What is he saying?
Spitzer is being Spitzer. So first he says all of it is false. He does not deny the fact that he is asking people to respond within 15 minutes. He says that he works weekends and late nights and has been doing this for a long, long time. And his response to the actual suit with this particular former staffer was that she was fired for not wanting to learn new computer skills, which begs the question, why did Spitzer hire someone like her in the first place?
How did Spitzer get his start? Now, we talk about how he ran his office with a lot of ambition and using timelines and things like that. How did he start locally in Orange County?
Spitzer started on the Brea-Olinda Unified School District Board. So this is going to be North Orange County, mostly the city of Brea. He gives himself a lot of fame and claim because he says that he exposed a principal, an administrator who was caught doctoring grades back in the day. And the greatest thing about Spitzer, the most notorious thing about Spitzer, is how much he loves to talk about how awesome he is. And it makes sense because he used to be a host on KFI way back in the days. My favorite Spitzer anecdote was during the Christopher Dorner manhunt. You have these, all these agencies in the San Bernardino Mountains with all this snow, and they're talking very serious. And then out of nowhere, Todd is right there. And I'm wondering to myself, how on earth did Todd get from Orange County all the way to the San Bernardino Mountains? And what's his justification for being there? We wrote about it in OC Weekly, and of course, he had a justification for doing so. So he loves the camera, he loves the megaphones, and he also loves this idea of him as a crusader. And a lot of people don't like Todd for that. We at the Weekly have always sort of seen him bemusedly as a crusader.
Christopher Dorner, of course, the former LA cop who claimed racial bias inside the department, was fired and was accused of killing several people before he went on the run, of course, and was caught by sheriff's deputies in the San Bernardino Mountains near Big Bear, right?
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, what does Todd have to do with anything of that? I still don't remember. I just still remember his answer was like, come on, Todd, you just wanted to be in front of the cameras.
What are his political plans going forward, Gustavo? And is this suit, do you think, going to put a kink in those plans?
Todd has made no secret of him wanting to be district attorney for years at this point. In fact, at one point, Tony Rakakis, the current DA, hired Todd Spitzer to be under him to basically groom him into the office. And then famously, Todd and Tony had a huge fallout. In fact, at this point, the only reason Tony keeps running for re-election again and again and again, and this is no exaggeration, is to keep Todd from trying to run because Todd wants the position. So he plans to run next year in 2018 if Tony doesn't run. He doesn't dare run against Tony because he would have no support whatsoever. The Republican Party is going to support him. The Democrats would never support Todd. So, but Todd, one day, I mean, he's still young. He's still ambitious. He's on the board of supervisors right now. So no lawsuit's going to get in the way. But at some point, Todd is going to realize that a lot of people do not like him. And if he does try to run for DA, they're all going to go after him.
Deep in the heart of Orange County politics, Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.